I always thought corn was something you ate, but I'm watching as my brother-in-law is stoking his stove with golden kernels.
In my case, I use just 5-gallon pails of corn, and then you just pour it in slowly.
I'd never seen a corn stove, and my brother-in-law, Steve Springer, says he never thought he'd use one. Once he did, he was hooked.
Well, one thing about it is it's a renewable resource. Being a farmer myself, it's something that we grow ourselves. This was in the home when we purchased the home. Had never had any exposure to it since then, since we started using it. Like it just immensely. Kicks out a lot of heat.
Corn stoves first became popular in the 1970s when corn prices plummeted. There were problems with the early stoves. Hardened clumps of burned corn called clinkers had to be cleaned up, and the corn didn't burn efficiently. Today, the stoves are making a resurgence because corn prices are down. New corn stoves are better than the old ones back in the 70s. The stoves now have an agitator to stir the corn for a more even burn and fewer clinkers. Ed Bossert sells corn stoves at a store near where the Springers live. He says business is brisk.
The people come in to save money. A lot of people come in because it's a renewable resource. A lot of people come in because the pollution factor is basically nothing.
Corn stoves produce less carbon dioxide and soot than burning wood or coal, so they seem more environmentally friendly. But critics point out the farm machinery used to grow the corn burns fuel and generates pollution, so any gain from a cleaner burning fuel may be lost during planting and harvesting. While the environmental argument simmers, sales of corn stoves continue to heat up. Bossert says he now sells as many corn stoves as he does wood stoves. In larger cities, such as Madison, Wisconsin, the corn stoves don't sell as well. At Top Hat Fireplace and Chimney, only 3 customers have purchased corn stoves, despite the best efforts of sales staff like Mark Gilligan. Showing off the store's one and only corn stove model, he says it's easy to maintain.
They actually locate down below an ash drawer that actually sits down below. There isn't a whole lot of ash that's produced from these pellet and corn stoves because it uses most of that up.
Most corn stove dealers say a bushel or two a day will keep the cold away. With corn about $2 a bushel, that can seem like a bargain compared to natural gas prices, which are 20% higher this year. But the initial cost of residential corn stoves can be steep. Craig Talowitz owns Countryside Heating in north central Wisconsin. He says new corn stoves can cost $2,000 on up to $6,000.
So this is something that it's a long-term investment. Most of the time, turnaround savings, you're usually about 5 years to 6 years, pays off your investment.
Wood stoves are not only more traditional, but they're generally cheaper, so wood stoves are more popular. At Hearth and Home Fireplaces, Claire Barton says despite that, more customers are considering corn stoves.
It certainly makes sense for a person that has the grain available to them, and many of them will burn corn as well as wood pellets or other grains, sometimes oats, wheat, barley, cherry pits, or items like that.
The National Corn Growers Association promotes a lot of corn products. You'd think corn stoves might be one of them. But spokeswoman Mimi Rickett says it's not one of the 600 items the group touts.
The National Corn Growers Association determines its issues based on the priorities of its member states. Corn stoves is not one that's been put onto our radar screen. We are aware of them, but we have not actively promoted corn stoves.
That's probably because compared to other buyers of corn, such as livestock farms, corn syrup processors, and ethanol makers, corn stoves just don't use a lot of corn. It's not considered a big market for farmers. Instead, the big sales are going to those who make or sell the corn stoves. And because farmers' harvest was so large this fall, corn stove retailers have found their cash crop this winter. For the GLRC, I'm Shemaine Mills.